Facebook, Twitter, smartphone app, BFBS.com. Connect now with the Forces Station. BFBS.
Once we heard about Help for Heroes and all these organizations over here, it just resonates with us. We are blessed to be living in free countries with liberty, something that we take for granted. And these brave men and women deserve not only the accolades, but they deserve preferential treatment. They deserve to be helped to get back on their feet and whatever else they need.
If you both hadn't become rock gods, what normal jobs do you think you'd be doing right now?
Interesting idea. If I wasn't a rock god, I would probably have aspirations of becoming the only one and true god. It's a different kind of a job, isn't it?
I don't know. You know, I have always found that I define myself by the challenges I take on, and most of the times I succeed. So I was very one-track minded. I said I'm going to become a rock star, and in spite of the snickers and the people saying never happened and the naysayers, usually, you know, I'm quite good at predicting my own future. So what could I have been? This was destiny, you know, and I made my destiny.
You didn't want to do what everybody else wanted to do. I wasn't quite sure what it was. I mean, I was fascinated by horror movies, and I wanted to be Boris Karloff or Christopher Lee. And then you didn't quite know how to do that. There wasn't a way. And then when you saw the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show, it was like, oh, I see, I can do this, and then that happens. It was just an easier idea.
It's incredible to believe that you started KISS back in the 70s. Did you ever think you'd actually still be at it 40 years later?
No, and despite any bravado, the fact of the matter is that it was uncharted territory. The longest most bands had lasted at that point was probably 9 years. So I certainly was hoping for 5 glorious ones. But rock and roll changed, because at the inception of rock and roll, it was almost a prefab idol situation where once you got tired of Frankie Avalon, they brought on, you know, Bobby Darin. And once Bobby Darin got tired of, they'd bring on Fabian. But when the people in bands were actually the songwriters, they could continue to write about their life experience. So over time, rock and roll became more like the blues, because you're singing about what you are experiencing and your fans are growing with you, as opposed to getting rid of you to find, you know, another teen idol. So no, it never crossed my mind, because it was impossible and it never happened. At this point, there's no end in sight. There's no reason it should end.
The Forces Station. BFBS.